This year has been so much travel and so many one-off things that have been disruptive to the schedule. And I'm not a victim of circumstance. I chose it. I was happy to do it. But damn, it felt so good to just be home and to have, looking at my schedule, I do my weekly planning on Sundays, and to just see a full week where I had space to dig in and work on projects. And because of that, my book is so close and it is so fucking good. I don't know that I've ever been more proud of anything. And I did not expect that. Hello, hello, my loves. How are you? How is life? I hope everything's going well. I am popping in to share my April recap, all of my celebrations and stretches. So let's just dive right in. All right. So we kicked off April on spring break with the kiddos. We did a staycation, which was honestly such a gift because we, like Jeff and I individually, had been doing so much travel. And the week after spring break, we had a trip together scheduled for Austin. So it felt so good to just be here, to have spaciousness. I mostly blocked my schedule. So I think there was like one day where I wanted to get some work done. But other than that, I was really present with the kiddos. We did a full day at California Adventure, a full day at Disneyland, and we hosted our first pool party of the season with our new pool slide. So it was really fun and it just felt spacious and it felt so nice to enjoy family time. I'm just like loving this season with my kids where they're just such cool little humans. We can have fun conversation. There's interesting activities that we can do. And for Faye in particular, her love language is quality time. JJ, I guess I need to figure out what his love language is. I need to spend some more time thinking about that. Okay, now my brain like wants to totally analyze that and diagnose it, but we shall not do that on this podcast episode. Anyway, Faye, I'm so clear that hers is quality time. So anytime we just get to do like more activities together, she is just so happy. And of course, we're building memories. And I saw this reel on Instagram that I thought was so good, where it was like a mom out like shooting hoops with her kid late at night. And it said, they said they won't even remember it. And she was like, but I will. This is my one motherhood and I'm going to remember it. Huh. You hear the emotion in my voice. But it's, yeah, that's right. And I do think my kids are going to remember a lot of this stuff, but it's, I want to look back on this season of motherhood and be so proud of it and really feel like I showed up the way that I wanted to. That was a nice way to start the month. And then as I mentioned, Jeff and I went to Austin, Texas for 3 days without the kiddos, which was really fun. Jeff's brother lives there and he had surprised us with some tickets to one of our favorite country music artists, Tyler Childers. And we originally thinking we would take the kids because we thought it was going to be over spring break. But once we realized it wasn't, we lined up a dear friend who absolutely adores the kids and the kids adore her. And so she came and stayed with the kiddos. Jeff and I got to have some time away, which was so nice. And it's our first time actually in Austin without the kids. So we got to just go to some different restaurants. We went to comedy clubs and just do adult stuff. We also played like 2 hours of pickleball with my brother-in-law and my niece. And it was just super fun. The only drawback, and this is like probably my major stretch, is that I was sick. And it was like week 3 of being sick. And I rarely get sick. And when I do, it's usually only for a couple of days. But I was sick for, kid you not, 3 to 4 weeks straight. And it was never bad. It was always like I felt like 70%. So in a way, that was nice because I didn't have to stop doing things. But it just lingered and lingered. And so for a long time, it was a cold where I just had a lot of, I was just blowing my nose constantly. And then that turned into a sinus infection. And I've maybe my only sinus infection I've ever had, or certainly the worst. But like I woke up one morning and my cheekbones felt like very sore to the touch. And it was like the sinus infection was creating so much inflammation and swelling that the underneath of my eyes were like bulged up and puffy, and my cheekbones were puffy, and my teeth hurt. And it was just wild, like next level. I was like icing my face. So that was a few days prior to going to Austin. And then my body was like kicking up a fever, probably to try and fight this infection. But then because we were in Austin, I couldn't just, I guess I could have, but I chose not to let the fever just run its course. And so I was like popping ibuprofen to take down the fever so that I wasn't like super sweaty or super chilled when we were at the concert and out to dinner and such. But it probably prolonged things because my body was trying to get really hot so that it could kill this infection. Then on our way home, we were in the airport and Jeff and I both ordered these salads. And mine had some kind of like ginger soy dressing or whatever. And the whole thing was just so bland. And then we get on the airplane and we're popping gum in our mouth. And I realize I can't taste any of the mint of the gum. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've lost my sense of taste. WTF. Apparently I now have COVID on top of all of this other crap. So I realized that's why my salad tasted so bland, because I'm like, ginger dressing. Ginger, if you've ever tasted it, is a very potent taste, but to me, it tasted like nothing. Yeah, it took a long time. I would say it was over a week after being home from Austin that the sinus pressure finally subsided. And granted, I'd been giving it a lot of time, but I also finally took some homeopathic remedies specifically for sinuses, and that seemed to make a huge difference. So shout out to homeopathy. Don't know why I waited so long to do that. But the sinus pressure was so bad, you guys, that like anytime I had to bend over to do anything, it was like just my head not being straight up and down. When I would go to stand back upright, it would just be pounding to the point where I was wincing. It hurt that bad. So it was a wild run, and it definitely was my biggest stretch of the month and made me just even more grateful for this healthy body that I'm in and how good I normally feel on a daily basis. Okay, we can talk about my other stretch now at the same time, because why not? This one is going to seem so much more petty and superficial, but whatever, we're just rolling with it. So I decided to cut my nails, and I've had really long, beautiful nails with like gel manicures now for probably about a year. And I think I even talked about it on this show when I first got them and how I had a lot of resistance to it, but I also was feeling pulled to do it. And then after I got my nails, like all of this interesting stuff came up about like my hands looking like my mom's hands. So anyway, it's been a journey with these nails, but I have really loved them and it's made me feel like really feminine, and you just get used to your body looking a certain way. But as you guys know, I've been spending a lot of time with Faye as she's worked on her pitching, and a couple of times I've caught a ball in such a way that it put enough force on my left thumbnail that it tore the nail through the baseball glove. And so after it happened twice, I just realized Faye is only going to keep pitching faster. I love doing this with her. So there's no part of me that wants to stop. And my nails are probably going to continue getting damaged. Like, that's just the way that it is. And so I just made the decision that at least in this season, I'm going to cut my nails. I'm going to stop getting the gel manicures and just go back to a more low maintenance way of being. And it felt so aligned to make that decision. So shout out to understanding your own personal value system. I can't overemphasize enough how critical that is. It makes it so easy to make decisions. Even though I felt sad about it, even though I had to get used to the way that my hands looked again, even though I was like grieving that part of me that really liked having those nails, it was such an easy decision to cut them, because spending time with my family and doing things with my kids and making memories with them is such a high value for me that there was just no compromising it. So my stretch was cutting my nails, but I will say, reporting back, that I've gotten used to them and it's all good. It's all good. Okay. There's also some really exciting body stuff that happened in April that I'm celebrating. So I got my extensions taken out, maybe even in April, but I think it was the end of March. I had a friend do it, and I was worried because the last time I took my extensions out, I really missed them. And I actually wondered in the back of my mind if I had inadvertently ruined myself against my normal hair, because my normal hair just felt so thin and the texture was all different. And gosh, maybe I'm gonna have to get extensions forever because now I'm just like hooked on this like thicker feeling and such. However, when I took the extensions out this last time, I was really hoping that it would be my last time doing it, because there's just some inherent discomfort in the extensions. There's more maintenance involved. There's a lot more to it. And I've just been craving, again, like a bit of a more low maintenance way of being when it comes to this, the beauty stuff. So I'm so happy to report that I'm actually really loving my natural hair. It's grown out a bit, so it's a bit longer, I think, than the last time I took it out. Also, the last time I took it out, I accidentally dyed it like a weird color. So there was a lot of issues. This time, I'm like, yay, my natural hair. I'm loving it. So I'm celebrating that. And then I actually decided this month to go on a nutrition journey and release a little bit of fat. And that's, I actually recorded an entire episode about this that's going to be airing soon. And it's called The Four Ways I'm Upleveling My Life Right Now. And so I go into detail about why I decided to do it and what I'm doing and such. But anyway, so I'm just celebrating the result right now, which is that I released 3 pounds of fat, which for some people, 3 pounds wouldn't be a lot. But because I'm already very lean, it all came off of my belly. And my body is looking smoking hot, you guys. I feel so good in my body. I'm so proud, and it's been really easy. So celebrating that. I also have been doing a deeper dive into a specific kind of real estate investing, and it's been so fun to learn about that in April, and I'm really excited to start doing some deals. Faye's pitching has gotten amazing, and at her last game, she faced 7 batters, and she struck out all 7. So I don't know that I could be more proud of anything. It's wild when your kids do something amazing and it's, oh, my heart swelled to 10 times its size. I'm more proud than if it was something I accomplished myself. But I think because she's really been putting forth the effort and it's like she got to see her hard work pay off, it was just the absolute best. And her team got a win because of it, and they got seeded a little higher in their playoff tournament. So that was the last regular season softball game. It was such a great way to end the regular season, and we're really excited to see how they do in the playoffs with if Faye keeps pitching like she has been. After our trip to Austin, it felt so freaking good to just have 2 weeks at home without any travel. This year has been so much travel and so many one-off things that have been disruptive to the schedule. And I'm not a victim of circumstance. I chose it. I was happy to do it. But damn, it felt so good to just be home and to have, looking at my schedule, I do my weekly planning on Sundays, and to just see a full week where I had space to dig in and work on projects. And because of that, my book is so close and it is so fucking good. I don't know that I've ever been more proud of anything. And I did not expect that. Not that I didn't think my book was going to be good, but I didn't think I would feel so proud of it and so excited to publish it. But we got it out to our beta readers in April, and the feedback so far has been absolutely tremendous, and it's feeling really close to publication now. And yeah, really celebrating it, and also just grateful for the time at home to be able to dedicate to that and other projects. JJ went on his first field trip in April and absolutely loved it. He came home and he's like, Faye, aren't field trips the best? And she's, yeah, they are. And he's, it's, you just get to skip school and you just get to go do fun stuff instead. It was so cute. We also had a really fun night of music with some friends of ours. The husband is a really talented singer-songwriter. And so it's such a gift to have them over at our house and make music together. Hopefully we do it a lot more because it is just such an absolute delight. And oh, the other thing we did in April, I gotta add this to my list. Jeff and I took a vocal lesson together, and that was super fun. And it was like, reminded me of how much we lose our capacity to try new things as adults. It's, we want to be good at things right away. But I look at my kids and they are not scared to try new things, to fail, to be really bad at it, to get incrementally better. And that's so inspiring to me. And so Jeff and I took a vocal lesson together. We really enjoyed it. And it just felt so invigorating to do something new and to do it together and just try it. So that is my celebrations and stretches for April. On the financial side of things, the coaching business did 15,215. The agency did 76,452 for a total of $91,667 in cash collected. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I receive more, please. All right, as always, as you've listened to this, screenshot it, share it, let me know what you're celebrating from the month, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.